Welcome, Parshat Vayitzi. Paraglamin al Pasaglam Bed, Yaakov says in Mashertim Tsah, Elohim lo Yichep, he's telling Lavan that he's so sure that no one in his family took whatever it is that Lavan is missing. He's missing his trafim. No one took him. So he's so sure of that he's willing to say that whoever took him should die. He couldn't fathom the possibility that it was somebody from his family. Rashi tells us, connecting the stories that later on when Rachel Aminu dies, that was from the koach of Yaakov Avinu's curse. Yaakov Avinu cursed whoever took the trafim to die, and sure enough, she died. So the Chafetz Chaim says, the lesson we should learn from this, the lesson that any of us would learn from this, is that how carefully we have to weigh every single word, because our words have the power to kill. Chafetz Chaim is a very worthy person to give us that message. He's called the Chafetz Chaim because he wrote a sefer on the halachas of Lashon Hara called the Chafetz Chaim. And Lashon Hara has the power to kill. You say something bad about somebody, and their whole reputation, their whole life, everything can be ruined. So Chafetz Chaim actually connects this to a later story and says Yaakov Avinu actually learned his lesson. What was the lesson Yaakov Avinu learned? Because what happens? His son Yosef gets sold down to Mitzrayim. And then there's a famine, and he sends his other sons down to Mitzrayim. And Yosef keeps one of the brothers. So the brothers return home to Yaakov Avinu, and they say, "You're not going to believe what happened there, Abba, but the king there in Mitzrayim, the person in charge, kept one of us, and we can't go back unless we bring them Binyamin." So what could Yaakov Avinu's response been? "Man, that king of Mitzrayim, I hope he dies." He said that, what would have happened? Just like Rachel died from what he said, Yosef, his beloved son, his favorite son, would have died as well. Because he didn't say that, because he was willing to hold his tongue and said, "You know what, why don't we send him down some honey? Why don't we send him down from some of these gifts, and maybe he'll like us more and he'll give us food and we'll survive." So he was zocheh to see his beloved son after all those years apart, to see Yosef in charge of Mitzrayim and have Yosef take care of them. All that was because Yaakov Avinu managed to hold his tongue. So that's the message that the Chafetz Chaim gets. It says Yaakov Avinu said whoever has the trafim should die. Because of that, Rachel Aminu died. And now he learned that lesson, and therefore he was able to hold his tongue, and therefore he was zocheh to again see Yosef. This is a very relevant message to all of us. We know that words have the power to kill. We say the wrong thing to somebody at the wrong time, and he really wants to die inside. You can embarrass him in public, and it's like death. We say better that you should throw yourself in Noach Lo Ladom, that you should go and throw yourself into a kivshan, to a furnace, rather than embarrass them. So chashuv kemeit, the embarrassment. And we don't want that on our cheshbon. We want to say that. And the corollary is also true. We can build worlds. We can say the right thing to a person at the right time, give them the right compliment, give them the right smile, the nice words at the right time. And you can really build up a person, give them great confidence in life, give them great satisfaction, make them really happy, and change that person's life for the better. And that's all in the power of our words. And that's the lesson the Chafetz Chaim gets from Yaakov Avinu and Rachel Aminu. And Yaakov learned his lesson because he was careful, because he saw what happened, that he said whoever took the trafim should die, Rachel died, and therefore he was careful, and he was zocheh to therefore see Yosef eventually. And we should all in our lives work on being careful with our words so that we don't chas v'shalom kill with our words, but instead we're able to build people up with our words. Yisher koach.